This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi Andy, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello.
Let's start by finding out a bit about you. Why did you choose to study with Train for Trade Skills?
Basically, my job was in an awkward position where they started to close our warehouse down and move to a different premises, which was roughly about an hour's drive away. I didn't fancy the drive, 2 hours wasting in my day, to drive backwards and forwards to a new warehouse.
So you decided to sign up for a plumbing course?
That's correct, yep.
Have you always been interested in plumbing then?
I like to do most DIY stuff, and plumbing seemed very good. I like doing kitchens, bathrooms and things like that, so it's ideal.
How are you finding the studying at home part of the course?
Being an older person, the computer bit is a bit more nerve-wracking, as I weren't brought up with computers, so that bit is a bit harder for me. But as the practical in Southampton is brilliant. They're all friendly and they help you if you're having problems. They show you an easy way of actually doing the actual jobs in or tasks to do.
You mentioned you struggle with computers. What do you think of the virtual reality software?
I probably struggled a bit more with that as I was never ever brought up with computers and I tend not to work with computers much, but most of the other people, the younger generation, would have no problem with the computer side.
What do you think of the virtual reality software then?
Oh yes, it gives you an idea of what needs to be done, what to look for, and being it's a virtual reality, you get a better idea of where to go in fact, houses and what to actually look for.
Tell us a bit about your practical training which you're on now. How is that going?
In Southampton they're actually brilliant. You work at your speed, but you're actually keeping up with everyone else, and if you go wrong a little bit, they actually show you again how to do it properly. But I'm having no trouble down here whatsoever.
Have you been doing any practical work or getting any experience outside your course?
No, this is my first actual go at pipe bending, soldering and things like that, which at the moment I'm having no problems with. We did an exam piece yesterday for soldering and luckily mine never leaked at all.
That's good then. What are your plans then when you've finished your course?
Well, it'd be help family, friends, relatives, whoever want to employ me to do odd jobs around their buildings, premises, whatever.
So Andy, if you had to sum up the whole course for Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I would tell them people, go for it. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain.
Right, cheers Andy.
Thank you very much.
That's all for today. Until the next time, this is T4TS Radio.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.